With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I know where Bob is. He's right here. He's sitting across from me. I used the Bob cardboard cutout yesterday to clear out the room of Crowley's germs, Bob, because...
Wait a minute. He's telling me the cardboard cutout is saying he doesn't feel well today. Are you telling me that you wiped some of the stuff over?
Didn't wipe anything. I opened all the doors and fanned Crowley's germs out because that man continues to show up for work when he's sick, which I don't appreciate.
I went to shake his hand today. He said, don't bother. I'm sick.
Is that selfish limits? I mean, they give us ample sick time here. He's not going to get fired or anything if you call in sick. Just don't come in.
Well, I think that Crowley, I feel the same way too. Like, I've showed up here without with half a voice and was told by you, I think, one day, just go home.
Just go home.
You feel a responsibility to the listeners to be here and try to put the best performance you can.
I agree
together.
With that. That's how and that's what makes you good at what you do, that you want to keep doing it.
The desire's good. The execution is poor. You're putting other people at risk. Ron used to show up no matter what, you know, and I guess it's admirable in a way, unless you're the one that gets sick from him, then it's not so admirable, Bob. And I'll never forget meeting Crowley for the first time in this studio. He said, pleased to meet you, Adam Crowley. He shook his hand. I shook his hand. Then he told me he was coming off explosive diarrhea.
That explosive diarrhea is difficult because it means there's something in your system which is very highly contagious.
Right.
You may not experience the explosiveness yourself, but
you should probably tell the person before you shake their hand that this has been your situation.
Do you have to reveal that you actually went through explosive diarrhea, though?
Not necessarily that explicitly. You could say, I haven't been feeling well. Could we just fist bump? I think that would work.
Yeah.
Was Crowley not feeling well, or did he just eat something bad?
No, he was sick.
Oh.
Back then, you mean? A few years ago, right. How would you like it if somebody shook your hand and then you took your hand away and they said, oh, by the way, I've been deathly ill for the last 5 days. I hope that's okay.
I would not like that. I would not like that.
Bob, I had one of the nights of my life last night. Would you like to hear about
it? Well, it depends on where you're going to take this.
I mean,
you've been married for quite some time.
I know. So there's no more of that. There was Paul McCartney, though. Holy ostrich milk.
So you were there for that?
Listen to this.
83 is amazing.
83. So my buddy was coming in from out of town. He got the tickets. Said, yes, of course I'll meet you for the McCartney show. I'm not even sure where the Fairmont is, or I wasn't until yesterday. Like, I have it in my mind. It's somewhere in Market Square. So I just pull out outside the Fairmont because that's where my buddy is. I'm going to valet and put it on his room. He's paying for everything, which is kind of nice, Bob, when you get right down.
That's really nice. You should have gone right across the street to Heinz Healy's and had him buy you some more clothes.
I might have. Yeah, if I had thought of it. So I pull up. There's no place to park. I pull around again to the Fairmont valet, and I see bunches of people running in front of my car with their phones, clicking their phones to take photos. I'm like, is Bob here? What's happening here? I look to my left, and maybe 20 feet away, maybe 30 feet, is Paul McCartney.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you jump out of your car and do the same?
I tried to get my phone out and take a photo. He disappeared. So I'm thinking to myself, Bob, well, that's, you know, at least I got to see him close up. That was pretty cool. Not going to happen the rest of the night. We get to the arena, and my buddy has seats in row A, down to the right of the stage. Wow. McCartney was, again, that's the closest I've ever been to a stage at a show. I could have reached over and just about touched the stage, Bob. I'll show you some of the videos. So there was that for the whole concert. And then after the show, we're walking from the arena back to the Fairmont, and McCartney's bus comes by. And he's waving to people. So once again, they're taking their photos. There's no real security around the bus. He's at the front of the bus where you'd walk up the steps, mm-hmm. waving to people. I was 5 feet away and took a video. I'll show you that one. I spent the whole damn night with Paul McCartney.
That's amazing, especially the one where you saw him in person. Most of the big time talent that comes into town stays at that Fairmont. Yeah, it used to be some other hotels.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're all there, and all the sports teams do too. But man, that's pretty amazing. How was the show?
Mind blowing. I consider him probably along with Elvis and maybe just Elvis. And I saw that
Michael Jackson.
But I'm talking about musicianship. The ability to play instruments, the ability to sing, the ability to write, the ability to arrange like he did with the Beatles so often. It was ridiculous. This guy's 83. He's up there with a ukulele. He's playing his customary bass. He's got an acoustic guitar for all little songs like, you know, what name a Beatles song, the ones that he wrote, I think. And the piano, Bob. Just goes up there and sings Let It Be and then moves on. One of the greatest songs and most popular and well-known songs in the history of the United States of America. He's from England, I know, but he goes up there and just plays it and then moves on to Hey Jude and then moves on. Oh, one time, I forget what song it was. They had John Lennon on a huge screen behind the stage.
Like a hologram sort of situation.
Like an actual video.
Oh.
A video
and
of
they
him.
Matched him together?
Lennon started out playing, and then McCartney jumps in and continues the song. It was goosebump-raising stuff.
Wow. I mean, I admire. He's 83. I remember seeing Mick Jagger here. You know, a lot of guys who have still continued to be on the stage despite their age.
Yeah.
But I love that. That tells you they're still passionate about what they do. And you get to a certain point where you have to keep doing stuff. If they want to do that, good for them. He's 83, and I bet you he sounded really good for an 83-year-old, right? Did the voice change a little bit?
Of course.
Yeah.
But absolutely, he sounded great and energized and interactive with the crowd. We helped him sing a couple songs. Fabulous. And then after the show, just very gracious. He didn't have to walk to the front of the bus, which I think was on the way to the airport at that point, and stand there and right in front of people, like wave and set himself up for photos. It was unbelievable. Do you even know who Paul McCartney is, Linus?
Yes, everybody knows who Paul McCartney is.
Okay. Just checking.
He's like one of the most popular international pop stars of all time.
Yeah, he's right up there, Bob.
You know, they have a busy week over there, too. There's Jonas Brothers coming, and then there's Maroon 5 coming, all in the same week because the Penguins are away, so they're taking advantage of it. They have more productions and shows there than I ever can recall.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Well, Bob, we have a six-pack in celebration of that.
All right, in celebration of
our old friend Ron Cook, who we miss dearly. Thank you, Limits. Speaking of 83-year-olds, Bob, how do you expect Aaron Rodgers to bounce back from last week's game? He looked like an 83-year-old in that one.
He did. That one picture that's on the social media where he's getting hit by somebody, his face looks like he just didn't want to be there.
It didn't look like him at all,
no,
did it?
No, it didn't. It was distorted. But that's kind of trauma those guys go through. But I would say he's going to respond mostly, I think, this weekend next because of the two defenses he's going up against. I mean, Cincinnati is horridly and, you know, one of those defenses that is probably historically bad when you look at all their numbers, where they are and just about every category is last. And then the next week, the Bears. They may lose that game, but, you know, the Bears' defense has given up tons of points and yards as well. So I think you will see a bounce back from him, you know, but the bigger question is what they do to stop Flacco and those guys.
Well, there may be an answer therein. I'm addicted to these Cliff Builders protein bars, Bob, and I always bring Donnie one on Donnie Football Fridays. They're unbelievable. Have you tried these?
No.
You want me to bring you one tomorrow?
Sure. Protein?
You're going to be here?
I'll be here tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. I'll bring you one. Yeah, chocolate, mint, or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
Okay. I
always defer to chocolate.
Yeah, I will absolutely bring you one. I can't stop eating.
Have you given limits any?
Never been offered.
No, I've actually never offered him.
Donnie
one.
Football gets one. You get one. I don't
do
even
want to split
ask.
Mine.
We can split it, Bob.
He seems too small to eat such things, Bob.
But he needs protein.
I need it to we be able do. To be larger. Larger muscles.
He's still on mashed vegetables.
Maybe I need to drink some of those smoothies that you like to drink.
Oh, smoothies,
I do like
smoothies
them
are good.
Yeah, that's I how I get smoothies. My vegetables in the morning. There may be an answer therein, Bob, and that's Jalen Warren. Limits, I don't know. Do you have the Jalen Warren clip from yesterday, Tomlin, on Warren? If you don't, I can paraphrase, but first crack another one if you would, please.
I have it.
Let's play it for Bob.
We win more third downs, we'll get Jalen more touches. It's as simple as that. Jalen was having the trajectory of a good day in L.A., but we didn't convert enough third downs for you to really, really feel it.
So you don't have any interest in leaving him on the field for third downs as opposed to putting Kenny out there?
I'm comfortable with both backs in possession down ball, not taking anything away from Jalen. You know, he plays a lot on first and second down. You got to give him opportunities to catch a break. And so sometimes it's on third down. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we'll give other ball carriers the start of a possession. He just simply cannot play every down, but I'm completely comfortable utilizing both guys on possession down play.
My God, Bob, he makes him sound like a child has entered the NFL. We can't possibly expose him to, you know, every down play. What, he might get hurt? He's too small? Why can't he play most of the downs? They don't have any downs. They don't have any downs to play, and the ones they do play, he's playing less than half of them.
And maybe those third down conversions would happen if he was on the field. He had that one catch and run for 25 yards. He's very good in that. If you remember back to the Najee Harris days, he was a third down guy many times, came in there in the passing game.
So was Le'Veon. So was James Conner.
They all can do it, and I think it's time for him to become an every down back. Certainly there's time where he has to take a breather or whatever, but for the most part, I'd want him out there. The fact that his snap total was below Kenneth Gainwell makes no sense. He had the most prolific day going. And I don't know if these are pre-described, formations that I like to use with certain people, I would make sure he's on the, and I bet you see that this year or this week. I bet you see that he's going to be on the third down situation a lot more than he was last week.
Didn't sound like it.
Well, I think he's just talking about both.
I mean,
those
it's been
guys,
that way but, all year.
But I bet you there's a change. If he's not on the field on third down this week at all, I mean that's just coaching malfunction.
It's coaching malpractice, is what it is. You're right. Who's that, Bob? Should I answer?
I bet you it's Paul McCartney.
Why do people constantly call me during the show? I don't understand. Bob?
No, I mean, it happens a lot.
And I have silent mode on. So how does the call come through on silent mode? And why did it come through my computer limits?
Well, it comes through on your computer because you have your phone and your computer synced up. Like, Bob and I will get text
not
messages from Joe Starkey, the phone, and we'll get text messages from Joe Starkey, the email address on your computer.
I always found that you send emails or text through your emails.
I don't know what the hell they did to me here. Forget it.
Hey, I have a new phone. Everything's rearranged. I can't figure out what buttons now do what. It's always difficult when you get a new phone.
I don't know what this is.
Do you know what's in your cloud,
it's
Joe?
It's confirming my colonoscopy next week, Bob.
Oh, good.
Maybe you should partake in the Crowley bet that they're trying to have happen, where Crowley pays off the Pirates bet, and he walks across the Clemente Bridge in a thong and then receives a colonoscopy.
Oh, geez.
Did you hear about that?
Wait a minute.
That seems to be adding a little too much to that one.
That is that's just a rumor at the moment.
I never thought I would prefer nipple piercing, but I would prefer nipple piercing to that.
A week from tomorrow, I'm going to be having more blowouts than the 86 NBA Finals, Bob.
But that's a good feeling when all of a sudden that's like, you know, you talk about explosive diarrhea, that's uncontrollable diarrhea.
Uncontrollable.
It is. But it's good. Don't you feel better when that happens?
And after the fact,
you want to get under 200 pounds, that'll help you out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for at least a day. The path to victory might be through Jalen Warren. Getting back to your first point today, like how are they going to stop the Bengals with their offense? That's how you might stop the Bengals. Give it to Jalen Warren. Run out of that jumbo package, however you want to configure it, especially if Seumalo plays, which it sounded like he could from Tomlin yesterday, and just keep the ball. The Bengals can't stop anything, but it's almost better to score slowly than quickly on them for obvious reasons, Bob. I think the path to victory runs through Jalen Warren this week.
And it runs through ball possession so that you can keep the ball away from that other team that seems to be scoring at will no matter who they play.
They don't have many ball seekers over there.
But if you remember, too, Joe, the first time they played, it was Warren who went over 100 yards rushing. He had his best day of the year. So
Limits, who's the Bengals' best ball seeker right now? I don't even think Hendrickson's going to play.
He's not going to play. They traded Logan Wilson, who is left.
Is Stewart going to play, too? He's been banged up with injuries, too.
They're horrible. They are so bad. Just keep the ball, like intentionally go to third down, even though you stink on third downs. I'm almost serious about that. I am serious that their time of possession woes have become historic, Bob.
They are.
And it's time to
exceeded
focus on
exceeded only
that.
By the Bengals.
Tomlin wanted to downplay it yesterday. And I understand in a given week, it might not matter for the reasons that he mentioned. You get five turnovers, the other team's going to have, Well, that doesn't even make sense, does it? Yeah, your offense will be off the field. Right. No, that doesn't even make sense, Bob. Does it? If you get a lot of turnovers, how will that affect time of possession? Well, the other team won't have it a lot because they keep turning it over. That's what he meant.
No, but when you make the turnover, then you have to play complementary football.
But then you have the ball and you have – right.
Right, that's how you keep it away from them then. You just keep long drives together and
so that should feed into your time of possession as much as anything.
It should. Now, if you strike quickly the way Cincinnati does, that's one of the reasons why their time of possession is not very good.
Even the things I thought he made sense didn't make sense yesterday on second blush here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Next. Bob, a sad goodbye to Juan Thornhill. We hardly knew him, and we all remember what he had to say in the preseason. He was one of the guys, along with DK Metcalf, saying this is the best defense I've ever played against. I forget who. Oh, Joey Porter saying nobody can cover us. Or no, he said, I'm elite. We're all elite in the back end. Tomlin pouring gasoline on the fire. Peyton Wilson, I'm the best cover linebacker or one of the best in the whole world. But maybe the best one of all was Dr. Juan Thornhill.
I think it can be one of the best there of all time.
Really?
And I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got, literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
Bob, that one didn't quite turn out.
No.
Nostradamus, he ain't.
And right now he's looking for a job. I was surprised so far. I thought the Bengals might pick him up just for this week. You know, teams tend to do that.
Yeah.
And plus,
well, maybe maybe he didn't know what the Steelers were doing.
But how bad could he be if the Bengals don't even want him? I mean, they need help everywhere.
I'll tell you how bad he is. The Browns didn't want him, and then the Steelers picked him up.
Yeah, he's didn't play well, lost his job, and you know, honestly, those kind of statements, I'm just surprised people make them. Just because if he came here and he was at all familiar with what they had been doing, they've been struggling defensively for several years, even with the talent they had. It wasn't like they infused a whole bunch of new talent on defense.
A little
other
bit.
Other than Ramsey.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
Exactly.
Slay, to me, was an overpaid. I wouldn't have done that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised that players say it. I'm surprised that when it's brought to the head coach and he has a chance to tamper it down or kill it, he instead enhances it by, you know, times a billion. What are we doing here? Next. Speaking of defensive backs, Bob, Asante Samuel Jr. is now a Steeler on the practice squad. We're talking about practice.
Not the
game. What do you think? What do you think of this?
I mean, it's something that has no risk really to it. It's a one-year deal. He's coming off a surgery and hadn't played for a year. I don't expect him to be out there anytime soon. This may be something for down the road when they play, you know, more and more competitive teams. I can't expect him to just have surgery, get cleared, and step on the field and make a difference like Kyle Duggar did. Now, maybe he will. And if so, he certainly is a guy that has had a lot of experience, although he's had good and bad all in the same game, that playoff game. We showed highlights of it last night on our sportscast. Three interceptions in the first half, and then they continued to throw at him, and then he collapsed in the second half, and Jacksonville ended up beating them. So, you know, he's a name. He's a second-round pick. If he's healthy, he's only 26. I think this is an easy decision to make to bring him in. A lot of teams wanted to take a look. So, you know, what's to lose at that point?
I mean, nothing. And it could be a very, very intriguing pickup. But the what's the procedure he had? Neck fusion surgery? Something like that? It's alarming, to put it mildly, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that you don't want is spinal anything. Spinal is a word I like to stay away from when you're talking about injuries. So, you know, but he's got the clearance to play. We'll see what happens.
Limits, your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think that ultimately we've seen the success that he's had in the past. And if this surgery can be something that can even further help him in his career and can be beneficial, why not give it a chance? Plus, the surgery was conducted by the Steelers team doctor as well. So they know his medical better than anybody. So I think it's a good risk for
him. I mean, if they had him, and he, who knows, it could be better than he was. It was spinal fusion surgery. That's right. And you're right about the doctor, too. And
it's probably David Okwankwo. He's really good.
It was.
He's the guy who did Ryan Shazier's surgery.
He was having problems in both his arms, Samuel said, when he was playing last. So there's a chance that he's better medically than he ever has been. So, yeah, this is worth it. I it's a flyer. Yeah. That I would take, you know?
I mean, they've done that with other guys in terms of bringing them in. One-year deal doesn't really attach you to anything beyond this year. If he proves that he can play, then you got a 26-year-old guy who may be able to help you in future years then.
Next.
Could I add one quickly, Joe?
Please.
The Steelers have announced that they have activated Will Howard to the active roster.
So he'll be the emergency guy then, I would imagine, right? Emergency quarterback?
Yeah, so he is now the third quarterback on the roster. They have officially signed Asante Samuel to the practice squad. Trey Sermon waived from the active roster, and they released Derek Forrest. We can't see the forest through the trees anymore, Bob.
I never saw the forest to begin with. There'd be no trees. I couldn't have found him.
You also have Sermon on the outs here. That's too bad, Bob, isn't it? All right, so Will Howard, this only makes sense. This is what Cabali was arguing for a couple weeks ago and what I backed him on. Crowley went after him for it. Cabali was right. It has nothing really to do with this year, but why would you draft a quarterback and then just bury him for an entire year where he can't even work the scout team, right?
Exactly. You give him an opportunity just to be in there and throw the ball and field more, and they can tell more by him being more active. The other way around, you weren't going to learn anything. It's been sort of a wasted year anyway. I just wish he was healthy for the beginning of the season where he could have played a lot in those preseason games. He'd have better understanding of what he can and can't do. But yeah, this is a good move for them to make.
Next. This is rapidly turning into a 12-pack, Bob. Thank you, Limits. He made us wait for that
one. Yeah, no, it was still chilling. He wanted to be very
need a little
cold.
Bit of patience. We got to take our time.
There are rumblings of Mike Tomlin and the New York Giants, Bob. Is it Ian O'Connor who wrote a piece for The Athletic?
And he's pretty plugged in, apparently, right? He writes a lot of stuff up there for The Athletic or The Post or whatever he writes for.
And he wrote that big book on Aaron Rodgers as well.
Yes, he did. Why the Giants and Mike Tomlin would make for a perfect marriage. They would, actually. I don't know necessarily that it would work out in the long run, but the greeting for Tomlin would be a hero's welcome for him. And it would be assuming, and like I said yesterday at the top of the show, I'm very open to him and Rodgers finishing their story in style here. If it happens, awesome, and credit to them. It doesn't appear to be trending in that direction. So if we have another normal Mike Tomlin season, which is just above 500, just make the playoffs, get blown out in the first round, or worse, Bob, could you see this happening? And maybe the key question is, could you see Tomlin waving his no-trade clause? And you could have knocked me over with a feather when it was reported last year that he has a no-trade clause.
Yep.
Would he waive it for this?
I don't think so.
He'd want to stay here when he...
I think that's in there for that reason. I know what you're going to say. They have a quarterback in waiting in Jackson Dart. He'd have... You would think a ready-made situation there. Plus, absolutely, New York, they'd be dying to have a guy like that, given the stability factor that they have not had. They're looking for their eighth head coach since 2017.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would waive that, no.
So here's the issue to me. The delicacy in which you have to broach that conversation. Like somebody's, obviously it has to come from Art. If he got the call from the Giants, we want Tomlin. And if you merely broach it with Tomlin, you're telling him that you're thinking about it or that it's a legitimate idea, correct? Which is probably why Art hung up on the Bears last year. Whoever answered the phone at the Steelers headquarters right. Relayed it to Art. He said, forget that. So if you're Art, if you take the call and you go to Tomlin and say, hey, are you interested in working things out here? Is this an idea that has any interest for you? You're telling Tomlin that it does have interest for us, right? So then if you're Tomlin, you're going to want to stay, Bob? You're going to insist on staying at a place where they want to move on?
Well, first of all, if he does it, which I don't think he would, because he's the one who had to authorize the no trade.
Why wouldn't he if Art approached him, why would you stay if you're Tomlin?
Because he likes the situation here.
Though they would have just told him, basically, we want to move on?
I don't know if that's telling him. It's giving him the option to do it.
If you merely give him the option, you're saying from your end, you're thinking about it.
Maybe not. That's how you would view it. I would view it a little differently there. I would think, hey, they're interested in you. Your life decisions have to do with you. We agree to this no-trade clause. It's also your call one way or the other. But I don't think it's going to ever get to that. I don't think it's ever going to get to that because of the no-trade clause.
So we'll be sitting here when Tomlin's 83, like Paul McCartney, going 9-8 again?
There's a lot of season left. They're still in first place.
I know, I'm open to it. This is in case of emergency.
Yeah, I understand. But I also know that there's still a lot to play out, and I'm willing to wait for that. And I think my approach always is year to year. Just at the end of the year, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But during the year, they won't. And I don't think if a call came in now, they would even take it for the same reason.
Nobody's saying now. They're saying after the season.
Yeah. Everything is worth talking about at the end of the season. That's where I view everything.
You make a good point there that hey, we're just giving you the option, Mike. What do you want to do? But if my boss comes up to me and says, hey, this other place called about you. You interested? My antenna goes up. And I'm thinking, well, why are you even asking me? Why'd you take the call? So I don't know, man.
I think they have a good enough relationship where they could have these kind of conversations without the thought of, well, my interest is changed. I don't want you here anymore. I'm giving you the option. You tell me. You still have the contract.
I hear you. I think we look at that a little differently,
yeah,
though.
Maybe
if my boss
But I honestly don't think that's going to happen. And at the end of the season, depending on how the season goes, those discussions could very well take place. But I don't think now it will, and it will depend on how it goes.
No. Nobody is saying anything's happening now. No, nobody on earth is saying that. There's nothing happening now. This is all projecting to the end of the season.
Right. So we'll see. The Giants would be nuts not to include him on any list they have. There are a lot of guys around on their list, I've noticed, when they start those conversations about who they really want and eliminate people from their list. That'll be interesting, but it'll happen, very quickly at the end of the season.
Man, if the wheels fall off here, Bob, and it gets real ugly at the end of the year for Tomlin and everybody else, I don't know.
No, I think
he's going to want to say, I don't have a quarterback. I'm moving into the future. People don't want me here. I could go to New York City, be an absolute hero there, name my price if I want to get a contract extension right away, and have Jackson Dart. And by the way, a lot of other high-profile young talent. I'd rather stay here? I don't know about that.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. All I know is he has that no-trade clause, and I think it's in there for a reason. I think family-wise, he likes it here. I also think that things go quickly in the New York media, all in big markets. Look at Chicago. Ben Johnson started 0-2, and I was reading stuff that they wanted to even get rid of him already. He hadn't even been there for a cup of coffee.
But look at him now.
I understand, but I'm saying that's how quickly it can change with regard to media people. So, especially in that market. But no, I think that's something at the end of the year. We'll see where they are, what they do. And at the end of the year, everything is on the table. It always has been for me. I mean, if it finishes like this again
and there is no trade opportunity, they need to move on anyway. Would you agree with that?
I would think that that's part of the conversation. And at the very least, there'd have to be major changes to the coaching staff.
There already have been.
I'm talking about major.
I know. Well, what's more major than changing coordinators? They've changed those in recent years.
You can change all of them again.
They've changed everything, Bob. The GM has changed. Kevin Colbert retired. They have a new GM. The quarterbacks have changed, like Sox. The coordinators have changed. The assistant coaches beyond the coordinator have changed. If this fails again, there's one more place to look, and that's the head coach.
I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is coaches always pick their guys.
And he is the coordinator, by the way.
Right. Coaches always pick their guys. You can intercede and say, okay, I'm going to rely on my general manager, assistant general manager, whatever, to pick these guys. We're going to strip that of your power. Are you okay with that? And if you're not, you can move on if you want.
I mean, everybody seems to think Artie Smith is doing a wonderful job.
I think the best offensive coordinator they've had in the last how many years has been Todd Haley. And I don't know that Todd Haley was picked by Mike Tomlin. Do you?
I think he was picked by Mike Tomlin.
You do?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Well, I think there's probably...
I think the firing of Bruce Arians was not Mike Tomlin. I think the hiring of Todd Haley was.
Okay. Whatever. But the point was, they made a change at that point, and it came from someone other than him. So I think all that stuff can happen at the end of the season. But again, they're 5-4. I'm a big proponent of watching the whole season and making decisions afterwards.
Somebody tweets in, I hope the Steelers go 0-17 for the next 5 years. LOL, you guys are so spoiled and stupid. You'd rather be like the Browns than be competitive. It's funny as blank to me. Here's something funnier. Big quiz 2591. The Browns have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, and they won it here and put 48 points on the board. You want to keep laughing about that? We're going on 9 years without being competitive in one playoff game. Why are people, like fans out there, why would they be labeled as spoiled? It's almost a decade without being competitive in a single playoff game. What is spoiled about that if a fan is upset about it, Bob?
I think what he writes there is probably spoiled from the sense that if you're 0-17 and 2-15, you have the whole season's a waste. You have nothing to really watch. He's saying that every week there's some interest and there's some, and it is an entertainment business as well. I think people are, into every game that happens if you're at least in the conversation for being a division winner or a playoff team. I would say the same thing. I mean, if the Pirates ever did that, that would be acceptable to me based on what we've seen before, right? The Penguins, same thing. I want to see a team that is worthy of watching all season long. What happens into the playoffs is a whole different story.
I wish at one point they had gone 0-17 or 1-16 so they could get their quarterback situation ironed out. And I said yesterday, and I don't know if you agree, I think if you walked up to any owner in the NFL, including Woody Johnson, including the Cardinals, including the dregs of the league, and you said, I got a bargain for you here, but you have to sign it. And these are the parameters. Next 10 years, you'll go to the playoffs 6 or 7 times. I guarantee it. But you will not come close in that whole decade to winning a single playoff game. I would argue there's not one NFL owner that signs that piece of paper. Man, I'd love to be the Steelers. Well, would you? You never want to be competitive in a playoff game?
Absolutely. And I think the pressure here comes from not doing that. They've been embarrassed in playoff games. That has to change. I'm not defending that at all. What I am saying is
You think those owners would sign that? Do you think any team would sign up for the Steelers last like 8 years going on 9?
I would say the majority would. No, but the ones who've had absolutely zero success, maybe Cleveland would.
Cleveland's won a playoff game in the last 9 years.
given their regular seasons, you know, I don't know that they want to constantly be where they are, which is
I don't know if you went up to what's his name again? Who's the Browns owner?
Haslam.
Jimmy Haslam. And you said, Jimmy, here you go. You're making the playoffs six or seven times in the next decade. But in those 10 years, not only will you not win a playoff game, you won't be competitive in any. You want to sign the contract?
No.
I don't know that he signs that.
I get it. What I'm saying is, though, if you can get yourself in a position to be a competitive team year in and year out, I think a lot of teams, based on the lack of success many of them have, would take that. Now, when it gets to the playoffs, absolutely. This is all about playoffs, and I agree with you there. Mike's record is not good in the playoffs, and how they lose is worse.
Been a while that since they won the division,
and
too.
That has to. And I think we had a conversation at the beginning of the season. To me, they got to get in and win. And if not, then I think all things are on the table.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bob, I was watching Penguins Classics the other night on Sportsnet, and I showed you the clip. I took a little video of Bob Prince, the gunner. He seemed to be the between the boards reporter back then. They must have broken new ground, or at least the after the game on the ice interview guy. He wasn't calling the game, but they threw it down to him afterwards for an interview with Dave the Hammer Schultz.
And Dave Schultz. Yes. I remember when they had him.
At the end,
Bob Kelly.
The gunner said, I'm going to let you go now because you're perspiring heavily.
Yeah.
And that got you and I into a quick conversation. You remember him. You said you played golf with him.
I knew him? Well, yeah, because he did some commentary work on KDKA way back when. And I was new, and you know, I looked up to guys like him and Bill Burns and those kind of legendary figures. And he said, yeah, Bobby, you want to play golf? Come over to St. Clair Country Club. We'll play. And, you know, he was a lefty, as I remember, and he was... Yeah, he was, you know,
he played.
Wasn't that good.
He played and entertained.
He entertained. He told stories. Stories were great. I love hearing stories from people like that. And back then,
legend.
He had a little bit more freedom in what you could say, too.
What a legend. And what a game that was, Bob. I remember. Here's why I remembered the game. There was like 8 goals in the third period. It was Penguins Sabres in Buffalo at the old Memorial Auditorium. Remember that place?
Yeah.
The Odd?
The Odd.
Incredible. And I think it was Greg Shepard. Somebody scored from center ice for the Penguins on a bad bounce over Donnie Edwards, the goalie. And I remember that goal. I mean, that's a hard one to forget, right? It goes in from center ice on a bad bounce. What a different sport it was then in terms of the speed of the game.
Incredible. Not just that, goalie pads have exploded. There's no room
the
to shoot.
The goalies were naked in the net?
Pretty much naked, yeah, they were. I remember, of all the things, remember the Fergie Flyer, George Ferguson?
Oh, yeah.
There was a game-winning goal in a best of three back then.
Against Buffalo.
Against Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, against Buffalo.
I remember
Buffalo.
That. He was one of the more underrated guys on the Penguins, who I thought had, he lived up to the nickname, too. He was flying every time you saw him on the ice.
And it was so interesting to see Dave Schultz talking about hockey in Pittsburgh at the time. He was like, I wish more people would come out during that interview. And to think, even though, you know, attendance has waned a bit now, to think of what was built over the years by Mario and Sid in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah. Those
and what hockey became and what Western Pennsylvania became as sort of a grassroots hockey town that grows players.
It started with Mario, and everybody got hooked on hockey, especially when the success started coming. And then it just continued when Yager was here, Ron Francis is here, all these Hall of Fame guys, and then Sidney's here, and then a new version, a new generation. So, yeah, it's totally different than what it was. And I remember back there, you can go to a Penguins game at the old Civic Arena, and it'd be 5,000 people there. You can move around wherever you want to sit. No one's going to stop you.
I mean, there can't have been anybody in history who's done more for a single franchise than Mario.
Nobody.
There just can't be. And
again, I always dovetail onto that and talk about with the work that he and Natalie do with cancer research.
Yeah.
And the Austin's Playroom Project. He does things that people don't even know about. And while we focus on sports and talk about saving the sport and increasing the sport's awareness and everything else, what he does in saving lives and all the money they put into that is pretty remarkable. So,
and my buddy last night was the guy who got the tickets to the McCartney
show. I just
saw
your seats based on your video, man. He was close.
He spent a lot of money.
Congratulations on all his success.
Yeah, yes. I think Paul's going to be texting him here in the next few. He was so close to, he knew, just facial recognition. Paul came out, looked at Joe Stark.
I mean, I could have shook his hand from where I was when he came out for the encore.
That was pretty good, that seat.
Yeah, but it was cool to show my buddy. He'd never been to Pittsburgh before, so obviously never to the arena. And I pointed up to those banners and I said, the Penguins put up banners for scoring titles, you know?
Yeah.
And then that long list of how many scoring titles they've won. And you know what his observation was? And it was very astute. He looked at the banner next to it and he said, it seems like a lot of those didn't translate into MVPs. How come? And I said, for one, Mario got ripped off once, probably twice,
if
not more.
Yeah, at least twice. So, yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense given the fact that and maybe it's just so routine that people just look beyond it, which they should never have done.
But it's cool. It's cool to have that, and it's really, truly incredible what the Penguins built from where they were.
And it took time. People forget. Lemieux was drafted in 84. And by the way, EJ is going to be 90 this year, so we wish him a happy birthday. Can you imagine EJ back in that time? And I talk about it now. I'm sure you do too, Joe. There were people offering their entire drafts to get Mario Lemieux. They had the number one overall pick, and the Quebec Nordiques offered every Stastny in the history of Stastnys as well as their entire roster pretty much. Give us the number one pick you could have. Yeah, all these Stastnys and everything else. And EJ just – I think it sometimes sounds too easy. Well, you drafted Mario Lemieux. Who wouldn't? But with all the other stuff that was being offered to him, I think it still says a lot about EJ that he wasn't willing to do anything other than draft that guy.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to start with how the franchise was saved.
It could have gone the other way. He could have been overwhelmed with an offer and just said, I'm going to take it. He never did.
And he knew that he was putting himself at risk.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He knew he was putting himself at risk. And if we're going to talk for the first heroes, and I don't even know how we got on this. I guess Paul McCartney and scoring titles.
Yes.
The first guy we have to talk about, Bob, is the old coach, Lou Angotti, who basically threw games and admitted that first to, I think it was Michael Farber, and then went into detail with me.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again.
I remember your column on that. It was really eye-opening, even though I knew – that was happening, to hear him say it to you and hear him say it to Farber and just say, hey, this is what it was. You know, we made the lineup so that we could end it up with the number one
pick.
He
sacrificed his career for the good of the Penguins franchise, which brings goosebumps to me as I say it because he's just a forgotten hero, what that man did, Lou Angotti, and it's a fact. And I felt like when I talked to him, which was, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15, I don't know what it was, that he was bearing his soul as an older man, and he has since passed.
Yeah.
He said, this is what he said, Bob, from the 83-84 season, the coach of a major North American sports team. I don't know if anybody's ever been on the record with this, something like this. It was tough waking up in the morning. It didn't make me feel very good. It was far more strenuous trying to figure out how to lose than it would be trying to play a normal game. I remember we got a penalty and I sent out two players I normally wouldn't put out there. One player yelled to me, "Louie, what the blank are you doing?" It was almost an ongoing thing. If the game started off badly, there wasn't much for me to do. It was the games where we were competitive and looked like we were going to win where I was in position to put us in position to lose. The only thing you could do was manipulate your bench, use whatever you had on your bench to put yourself in position to lose. Imagine a guy who had been captain of the expansion Philadelphia Flyers, a guy who was regarded that highly as a player, thought to himself, "I'll go along with this strategy that EJ has to get Mario Lemieux for the good of this franchise, and I will literally sacrifice myself to it." And this is the last thing he said. Luan Gotti, "I can honestly say the players who came to work every day gave all they had. That was the tough part. I was playing against them. It was me against them, them against me. They were trying to go out and win, and I was using them to lose."
Yeah, it's an incredible.
I think it's a movie.
Oh, it is. It is a movie, and you can embellish in a movie. You talk about all the stuff that he was facing, the hate from maybe, you know, players' families. What are you doing? The fan base. Although I think the fan base back then, if I remember, you know,
there was no fan base.
But the ones who were engaged understood what was going on.
Yeah.
But to have someone just admit it, who's actually in on it, is very rare. So you got a great column out of that, and the thing is, a guy like that, people should think more about him, because without it, you could end up with Kirk Muller, who was the
There's
second
no
pick
doubt.
Behind Mario Lemieux.
EJ's plan wouldn't have gone if the coach didn't take it to that level. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A cloudy high of Tyler Kennedy today, 48.
Tyler Kennedy will be here tomorrow, but his high is today. He's high today.
Low of 36 is the bus. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And that brings us to the General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. The Card of the Week, off the top of my head, is who, Bob? Paul McCartney? Does he have a Paul McCartney card? That's
might.
What I'm going with. How about you guys?
I'm going to say, what am I going to say here?
Did anybody set a record in the NFL last week?
I'm trying to think of last week and anything that happened in the NFL. I can't.
We're coming up
head.
On Cincy. I don't know. What do we do here, Limits? You got a guess?
Yeah,
it's Jonathan Taylor. How about that?
That's 200, a good one.
240.
Jonathan Taylor is a very good guess. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert.
Thank
for
you,
what he
Limits.
Did against the Steelers.
Yeah. General, how are you, and what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. It's like you read my mind. You would have thought we had a meeting about what card should be here today, because Thursday night when I was watching Ovi versus Sid and they're extolling the virtues of 87, it dawned on me, sometimes I think we take sustained greatness for granted. So we're going with the Sidney Crosby jersey card. Mm. It's made by Upper Deck. Phenomenal card. Sid's the guy, right? Like, has there ever been a run of productivity? I mean, Mario is Mario. That's in a class by himself. But Sid combining on ice with off ice.
Mm-hmm. He learned well from Mario, for sure.
How about it? Not only learned well from Mario, took less money repeatedly, consummate professional, and one of the best sellers we've ever had in 35 years of selling cards.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great Upper Deck jersey card. And then, Pomp, you're right on it. I got a Jonathan Taylor. We can't let that slide. I'm going to throw a Jonathan Taylor rookie card. Quietly, he has 4 touchdowns every week. So we're going to throw that in this week with the Sid.
Except when he played the Steelers, General.
Yeah. He didn't do it against the Steelers.
Yeah.
He had to turn
us a favor, quit and run.
Thank you, General. We appreciate it, man. We'll see you.
You guys have a good week.
Bob.
Take care.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.